Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafusi from QNB Financial Services. I would like to first apologize for the delay that took place with the lawyer. We were experiencing some technical difficulties, but I hope that this wait will be worthwhile. Welcome, everyone, to Qatar German Medical Devices Company's second quarter 2020 financial results conference call. It's my pleasure to introduce from Qatar German Medical Devices Company, Mr. Saleh Majid Al-Slafi. He's the chairman. Mr. Isa Khalid Al-Muslimani, board member and managing director. We have Mr. Abdullah Dhanish, he's finance manager. And we also have on the line Mayab Al-Baroudi, she's board secretary and investor relations officer. We will start this conference call with a presentation on the company's performance, followed by questions and answer session. And now I will turn over the call to Mr. Saleh Al-Khalifi. Please go ahead, sir.
Please go ahead, sir. المحادثة ستكون بالعربي أم بالإنجليزي؟ ألو؟
بالإنجليزي يفضل.
بالإنجليزي شور. So, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Thank you all for joining and I do apologize for this technical error. We put so much trust on technology. I would like to welcome you today for this quarterly earnings call to speak about our results ending June 30th, 2020. Alhamdulillah, we've seen great improvement, especially in Q2, as our published financials. The team, our managing director and our CFO will take us through the financial projects. We've got a couple of points we're going to speak about today. The financials, our efforts during the pandemic, and again, some of the developments in the export fields as we've been working for the past 3 months. It's been a great quarter for QGMD, and hopefully, inshallah, this pandemic will leave the world in better and stronger. And I hope that we did well in trying to cover and support the local and international market in providing all the medical equipment and appliances that we could in this pandemic. That said, I would like again to thank you all for being with us today in this call. And we'll be listening more from Mr. Abdullah, who's with us on the call. You can take floor, Abdullah.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, we thanks all the buddy and joining us in this call, and we thank Mr. Saleh and the board for the support during the second quarter for achieving such this numbers and such this turnover from the first quarter. Actually, in continuation of the corrections plans that were drawn up by the board of directors, and thanks to the close follow-up by the board committees, the result of the second quarter were promising and optimistic for the future. And this is a natural result for of the effort made by all members of the executive management and the spirit of the team work. During corona pandemic, the importance of the medical sector was proven at the state level and the level of the at the state level and the level of the individual, and thus the visibility of investing in the medical sector was confirmed because of its utmost importance during the occurrence of the medical pandemic. So, and we in Qatar German company realized this early during the corona pandemic, and it had a great impact in improving our financial results. And we are looking in future on the local and global demand for syringes after the corona vaccine to be bought in the world. So it is a continuously plan for our company during this pandemic. So the result, if you can, the people see the numbers, it's really something make us heads up. We have improved for ratios, we have improved for the sales, operations, and everything. So we are ready for any question, any clarification from the people who's in our conference. for the, our investors.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you need to remove yourself from the queue of questions, you can signal by pressing star 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will take our first question, and we will ask that the person asking the question announce their name and company before asking their question. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you for the call and thank you for the fantastic result. This is Shabir Kagalwala from Al Rayan Investments. I had a couple of questions, if I may. If you can just talk about your exports, as to how the export business is doing. The second question is about the contract with Hamad Medical Corporation, how the contract is going through, if you can just elaborate on that. The third question is on the other income. We saw an extra million riyal of other income in the current quarter in June. If you can explain that, please, as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Kabir, for the question. Actually, for the first point, for the export market. Actually, this is what our strategy from the beginning. Due to the blockage for the having with us for the countries, we enlarge our scope of the world to see where we can invest and where we can put our product there. We very happy. We found that there is a huge demand other the world. Okay, in MENA, Middle East and North Africa. We are recently, okay, opening a huge line with Pakistan, okay, and a huge line also with Iraq, with Libya recently, and we are now opening with Yemen and Ethiopia, Somal, and what do you call this one? Africa, Kenya, Jordan. This is for the MENA. Actually, also we have a safety syringes, which is our patent. So this product, especially, we already marketed in EU Union and Canada and USA especially for our safety syringe. So, يعني for the export market, there is a huge demand. And it will happen, inshallah, before the end of this year. For the second question, for the contract of Hamad, we almost done for the HMC Hamad. Okay, we deliver all the filters, HIPAA filters for pandemic of Corona, and we successful, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, for delivering in the time, in the spot. Okay, and we meet the deadlines. So both parties, HMC and us, we are happy for this fast track project, and we improve ourselves that we can stand for any such this project. And for the third question, for the other income, actually this is an a goal has been already achieved during this quarter to retain some of our money from the market. Actually, this is what has been taken before as a provision, okay, but we achieved to take a confirmation from the client, and we achieved to take the money from them, so we increase the collection statistics for us. It will be a huge difference, and this is one of our goals to improve and to put our collections turnover in good shape.
Okay, and talking about the exports, sir, how much of the revenues in the second quarter were from exports, if any, or do you see that you see that revenues coming in the future?
Yeah, in the export we have our target to be more than 50% from our production to be in export, because you know Qatar market is not that much huge for our production, because we have a massive production for syringes and other products. So we are looking, yani very, very, very much. Yani our we are thirsty for this market, and we are planning very well, okay, for this one to increase more than 50% from our revenue to be focusing in the new market. And they are willing to take from Qatar, Germany. We have a huge feedback. Yes.
In the second quarter, were there any revenues coming from exports?
Yes, yes. For the second quarter, maybe around 25 to 30%, that's coming from the export.
MashaAllah, nice.
We have already served Baho and MENA and other countries also.
Right. And you mentioned the Hamad contract is almost done. So are you expecting new contracts coming in from Hamad as well for the rest of the year?
Yes, yes, yes. We are now... Yeah, yeah. You know, Hamad has a lot of establishment under Hamad. So they are sitting, and we are finalizing with also with their with the other collaborations to provide the same HEPA filter to them. Because you know, now we have in the third stage, and the people start now people going to their works, schools, universities, ministries. So this product, it should be placed in their offices before return to the normal situation. It's something a long-term supplying.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for your time, sir, and all the very best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kashir.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. We can now take our next question. Again, please announce your name and company before asking your question. Thank you.
Apologies, I had one more question, if I may. This is again Shabbir from Al Rayan Investment. You had announced a merger and acquisition, in July with a company. If you can just elaborate what this acquisition is all about, and give some color on it, please. Thank you.
Actually, this one I will divert to Ms. Mai. Okay. For this question.
Hello, Mr. Shabbir. Actually, this is the first disclosure. It's still a very initial step, and we cannot disclose more about this process, as you know, as per the rules in Qatar Exchange and the QFMA. And the chairman can give us like a brief on this if you need to have more information. But as you know, that the market rules and regulation, we cannot disclose more about this because it's still a very, very initial discussion. And once we have this initial discussion, we directly disclose it to the market, to the shareholders, from the transparency angle. So if you have any more clarification, our chairman can be answering this question, Mr. Saleh.
I was just wanting to know as to what's the direction the company is going to, what this company does, or where do we see QGMD benefiting, or synergies, or things like that. What direction the company is going to? That's what I was trying to understand. Why when you announced this acquisition.
It's clear. And as was mentioned, and again, as you know, this is a publicly traded company. I just want to make it clear that the merger is an initial, what we announced was an initial disclosure to study the potential synergies between both companies. As you mentioned, the company that we are acquiring has businesses in, or has lines in, both services and manufacturing, which we can see synergies, whether supporting our current clientele or extending into different lines and different businesses within, again, new
market segments in the market, utilizing our great presence in the manufacturing scene. And especially that QGMB already has a good portfolio of trading items, and we have signed some services agreement with Hamad when it comes to some technical and specific, whether it's training or we are in the disease control, as this is our main powerhouse in QGMD. Our main patent is into safety patents, so we are trying to utilize our strong elements and to build on them.
So this acquisition will complement what QGMD currently does, and it will help it grow in the future. That's what the idea is, to go for this acquisition, if I am understanding it correctly.
Can you repeat the question, please?
So I was just saying that just to confirm that my understanding is right. So this acquisition will complement what QGMD currently is doing and grow in the direction as to where is a long term.
Yes. In both manufacturing and services, and to also give us access to new markets and new segments in the market.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. Hello, speakers. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, then I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Saleh Al-Khlaifi, Mr. Isa Al-Muslimani, Mr. Abdullah Al-Hamish, and Ms. May Al-Baroudi, also Mark, our operator, and everyone else in participating for this call. Please do reach out to us at QMBFS or Qatar German Medical Devices teams if you have any further questions or inquiries. And thank you again, and apologies for the delay that took place. And please stay safe. Goodbye.
Thank you.